Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to episode 25 of the Retired Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about discipline versus motivation and how to stay on that grind.
The grind. It's a lot easier to be motivated than disciplined.
Yeah, I feel like, we can just jump into what's the difference. I wish I had a definition pulled up of what is discipline versus what is motivation. I feel like the best way to describe it is that motivation is conditional. And it's almost kind of like if you compared it to dating. When you meet somebody new and there's a spark and there's like this really wonderful zing and atmosphere of romance, that's kind of what motivation's like.
It says here on Google, motivation is the desire or willingness to do something, often driven by feelings or emotions, while discipline is the ability to stick to a chosen course of action even when motivation wanes.
Yeah, so literally exactly like dating.
Motivation provides the initial spark, but discipline ensures sustained effort and progress toward goals.
Boom. I mean, I feel like the podcast could be over.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you for tuning in.
But it's true. I feel like it's easy. It's easy to be motivated. It's harder to stay disciplined. And that's just like a well-known fact, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like there's, in the journey to like being a professional or even college athlete, there's definitely more days where you lack motivation.
For sure.
It require discipline. And I don't know, like talk about that. How did you find motivation on those days, even though
you don't,
you call it finding motivation, but really what it is just discipline showing its
duty.
Head.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like discipline and duty could be very similar. Like obviously there's a difference between showing up physically and then like showing up actually giving your best.
I feel like though on those days where like you really don't have just like the motivation to get up and go to the morning weights, whatever it may be, through discipline, knowing that no matter what I feel like I'm gonna get up and do it, you find a motivation. You recenter yourself, you find something that kind of allows your discipline to have a purpose. So I always feel like discipline creates motivation when motivation is lacking. Like once you decide to do the disciplinary or be disciplined, you end up remembering your motivation or like what is your purpose in a way.
Yes.
You find
I feel like motivation. In college sports, it's a little bit easier to stay disciplined because obviously you have a routine scheduled for you and it's not like you can just not go to morning weights. But professionally and then also outside of playing sports like we are now, retired, discipline is definitely tough.
For sure.
And I feel like whether it's discipline in sports or discipline in diet or discipline in, you know, getting into the word, discipline is so much more difficult. I feel like it requires a sense of like almost self-sacrifice because there's times, and bringing it back to college and high school sports, there's times, and I would say the majority of the time, when you don't really love the practice.
Yeah.
Or like the steps required for greatness, but those are the steps that are required for greatness.
Right.
So it's like you don't have a choice if you want to be great. And I tell this to my lessons all the time. Like some of my lessons that I feel like don't work hard enough. Like when they're in the cage, they work hard. But I feel like they don't work hard on their own.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, you're not going to get better coming to lessons once a week.
No.
Your parents are wasting their money.
Yeah.
But then two, I always say this. I'm like, well, not everybody wants to be good. If you want to be good, these are the things that are required. If you don't want to be good, that's fine. You don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says you have to be good at the sport. But if that's something you want to do, these are the things you're going to have to start doing.
Yeah.
I can tell they're always a little bit like butthurt about it in the beginning. Right. But I'm like, you don't pay me to kiss your butt.
No.
And pay me to give you hard truth.
Yeah.
How did you say motivated or disciplined, or what was your music? Just blasting music in your ear as loud as possible.
That was always, yeah, I mean, that was like fake motivation. That was just, I don't know. I think that kind of to your point, like it was a lot easier to stay disciplined in the athlete life because it's easy to find motivation in the athlete life. I think that in college and professional sports,
well, there's a goal.
It's easy to find motivation because it's like, I want to be a big leaguer, or I want to be a 4-year starter, or be an All-American, or go win a World Series, whatever it may be. So it's a lot easier to find motivation. So it's a lot easier to be disciplined. And I feel like outside of that, when you are just a normal person working a job with a couple kids and being a parent or a spouse, the discipline to be the best version of yourself each and every day and show up each and every day is extremely hard. And it's crazy because you would think that your motivation would be huge. You know, it's your family. It's your,
I think
your
it's just kids, so abstract. Your wife,
right?
Like what success looks like in baseball and softball. Right. You get awards, you get accolades, you get things like tangible things.
It's not,
but you would say like, you are the best at this.
There's no glory in being,
there's nothing.
And yeah, there's
the little moments.
There's no glory in being disciplined as a husband or wife or parent, at least in the day to day. But yes, I think in the little moments and then in the big picture, yeah, it's the most rewarding thing you could ever do beyond, you know, well beyond sports or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I think that's the difference is in sports, there's tangible rewards. And so it's easy to stay motivated.
Like
it's
work, easy to stay disciplined. Like say we worked in like the business world and corporate world.
Yeah.
Or say you're in the military, like the ranks, the promotions, the whatever it is, like you're constantly climbing that ladder. So there's constantly a new goal to set your eyes on. But like, and I can see how I'm not a stay at home mom, but I am with the girls quite a bit. I only work a couple days a week. With the facility, and then when I'm at the office with my grandparents, my grandma watches the kids, so it's not like that's really being away from them. Well, I can see how as a stay-at-home mom, things can feel very stagnant unless you provide structure for yourself. Because it's like, it's really easy to sit there and be like, I literally don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing right now because there's no short-term goal for me. Like I guess my only short-term goal is to keep my children alive. Like that's literally it.
Short-term goal is to get both kids to nap at the same time so exactly. I can have a second.
And you fail at it. I would say you fail at being a parent more than you fail at hitting, which is like,
yeah,
amazing. That's impossible, but it's true.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
So how do you stay motivated when there's no structure? What's the answer? How do you create the structure?
Faith, for sure.
I mean, like, yes, obviously, but I mean, like physical, like, yeah. Is it a routine? Do you...
Yeah, I think
like something
concrete. The same. Yeah, I think the same way that you would attack it as an athlete, like you create a plan and you start to develop a routine, and that's how you create discipline. I mean,
I feel like we don't have the best answers because we don't really have the best routines either.
Right. Yeah, we're still trying to figure this out. Like I would say that my discipline as a parent and a husband, compared to like as an athlete, is definitely worse. I think that, and it's again, a parent and a husband is like the most important thing you'll ever do in the world, but I think that it's hard to say if it's worse or not, but it's just harder to measure.
Yeah,
I think that it's easier to fail at being disciplined with being a husband and a parent. I don't know, I mean, we're not doing a horrible job, but yeah, I don't know. To answer your question, it's how do you build that structure? I think it has to start with a plan and a routine, the same way that you would as an athlete. You would probably set goals, and maybe small tangible goals, but set goals and then create a routine to hopefully reach those goals.
That was very vague.
I lost my train of thought quite a bit on that. Honestly, halfway through the answer, I forgot what the question was.
Oh my gosh.
And also Yogi is downstairs crying and I can hear her and I don't want her to wake up the girls.
Goodness.
And my stomach feels like it's about to explode if we're being transparent here.
Oh my goodness. No, it's not a tough day with this tummy.
Yeah, it's been, you know, y'all wanted to go get ice cream as a family and it would be fun. It was
like 2 days ago.
Well, guess what? lactose intolerance doesn't sleep.
No one forced you to eat ice cream.
I'm not just going to go to the ice cream shop and not get ice cream.
That's sorbet.
No, next time.
These are all self-inflicted wounds, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
When I was looking up quotes about motivation for this podcast, for this episode tonight, I feel like, I don't know if you did this, but we used to look up on Pinterest different, like, wallpapers to put on your phone.
Oh, for sure. Remember that? For sure.
And they had some of the best ones, but I feel like all the quotes from every famous athlete, all the, like, self-help gurus or whatever, they always say that most of the time doing what it takes to be the best literally sucks.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do it. That's why everybody's not the best.
Right.
And so I feel like if you find yourself in a season where you're finding it very difficult to get up and go do the stuff that you know you need to do to reach whatever goal it is. Like, I know we talked about with parenting, like, those goals are a little bit more abstract, but, like, there's definitely fitness goals I want for me coming out of postpartum, and health goals and diet goals and faith goals and stuff like that. And I feel like if you find yourself in a season where doing whatever it is that you're wanting to do is hard, like, you're in good company.
Yeah.
It's not abnormal. It's not that you're lazy. It's just that everybody feels that way, and the people who get the job done are the ones that just go do it anyways.
Right. Yeah. Those are the disciplined ones.
Yeah. So find a buddy. I would say this. If you're an athlete, you know, obviously the podcast we do is in the scope of athletics most of the time.
Yeah.
If you're an athlete and you are struggling with motivation or discipline or both, find somebody that you really admire for their discipline, for their consistency, for their ability to show up, and just ask them questions. Like, what do? Can I come with you? Can I, like, bug them?
And then be ready to hate them when they start to make you work the way that they work.
Yeah.
Show up the way that they work.
It's exhausting.
That was Austin Briggs for me.
I was about to say, I feel like I know exactly who you're talking about.
Like, it just makes me think straight back to COVID, yeah, right when I got cut. And, I wouldn't say I was lacking motivation, but I was just like, kind of like, okay, well, what lacking now?
Direction.
Yeah. And, that was COVID. He was staying with us and we didn't have anything else to do besides work out every day. But, like, he made sure the workout was going to be somewhat close to death. And if he's hearing this, he's probably laughing at me, because for him, it was just like a warm up.
I feel like we should set the scene. So everybody was home, obviously.
Yeah.
My parents had this porte-cochere, so, like, the driveway or upturn. It's the same driveway as the original Baffled video.
Yeah.
And so in the little garage, the one that I was pitching out of, is where all of our weights were. We had bought all this weight equipment to open up our facility.
Yeah.
But then obviously it was COVID, so we just kept it in my parents' garage because we were living with them. And so every single day for probably like 3 or 4 hours a day, we're lifting weights. Another 3 or 4 hours, we're playing that game.
Yeah.
With the foam ball. And going, so it's like viral. It's me, you, Briggs. And I was still kind of recovering from my knee surgery that I had just had. So I wasn't lifting crazy heavy weight. And then my little brother. And I bet any, like, just random passerby that was just driving on the street would just look at our driveway with all these athletes just, like,
getting after it,
almost passing out on the pavement. Yeah. And just think to themselves, like, they're insane.
Yeah. I mean, Briggs was like, hey, one day it was like, hey, we got 100 pull-ups today. And he was like, I don't care how long it takes you to get it done, but you're doing 100 pull-ups today. And I was like, sick. And it probably took me a while, but, like, that was just the kind of guy he was. And again, like, it was important for me to find somebody like that. Cause, yeah, I just gotten cut, and it probably would have been an easy chapter in life to lose motivation and doing that, probably lose a little bit of discipline. And I feel like before that, I was fairly disciplined as a worker. I would, especially when it came to baseball, like, it was not hard for me to show up and do the hard things when it came to the baseball journey, whether that was weight room, cages, whatever. But after getting cut and wondering what next, he most certainly did not allow me, and neither did you, allow me to just sit there and kind of
wallow in
self-pity. Yeah, and tweedle my thumbs, if that's the word I'm
Which
looking
would have
for.
Been easy to do.
Twiddle. What's the word?
I think it's twiddle.
Twiddle my thumbs. Yeah, it was just like, hey, don't worry about what's next, but you're still going to work today.
I mean, let's be honest, though. In that chapter of our life, nobody knew what was next.
That's true.
Nobody can even see through tomorrow.
It was an uncertain time for everybody.
It was just like control what you can.
I certainly got cut. Knows. I certainly got cut, and I knew that. And so I was just like, well, am I even going to play baseball again? If so, what's the point? But like you and Briggs and just even Brooks, even just everybody who was there working, it was just kind of like y'all allowed my mind to not dwell too deep into that question, because it was like, hey, it didn't matter. We were still going to do the same stuff, whether I was going back to play for the A's or whether I was going to play indie ball or whether I was done playing. We were still going to get up and work out for 3 hours the next day. And I was just like, that was just what it was like to be around a group of disciplined individuals. It did not matter what was coming, what had just happened. The goal was the same. And I don't even know what the goal was, but it was just like, show up and put in work and you'll figure out what the goal is. But this is how we get there.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really know the destination for me at the time. So it was just, I don't know, I guess in a way that's what discipline is showing up.
It's a lot like faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Discipline takes faith. Except I think for in a lot of ways. Like
most of the time in our sport, the journey is a little bit more clear as far as what your outcome is going to look like. And I feel like when you see people who have been doing this thing for a long time, you know, like everybody wants to know what's the secret. Like, how do you get recruited? How do you play college ball? How do you play? I mean, not so much for softball, but for baseball. How do you play professionally? Like, what do you do to get there? And it's honestly just every day something to make you better.
That would be my answer. It's not it's nothing flashy, nothing special. I mean, there's obviously guys who have those skill sets, but I wouldn't say that those guys don't work every single day to create those skills for themselves. So yeah, there's no magic answer. It literally is just like show up every single day.
If you're a parent listening to this right now and you're having to drag your kid, I'm talking like after 10 years old, because you know, until your kids are 10,
right,
they just care about what's like the next meal in their stomach. But if your kid's 11, 12, especially in the later teens, like 14, 15, and you're having to remind them of all of their things they need to do and the practices that they have, and don't forget your equipment, and make sure you work out, make sure you eat right. They probably just don't want it. And I think you just have to kind of recognize that.
Well, yeah, and you got to let them fall flat on their face. Like, if they say they want it, but they're not willing to do those things that require just a little bit of discipline. Don't force them to. Let them slack, and then let them be the worst player or the worst
or whatever. Fail when it matters.
Fail hard when it matters. Like, let them have their
something they knew they needed to work on.
Right. Let them have their failure moment. I feel like a lot of parents who force their kids to work are creating kids who don't actually love the game because it wasn't their decision in a lot of ways. And then you're just creating kids who are eventually going to fizz out because...
That's kind of what burnout is.
Right. That's where a lot of times burnout comes from. But you're also stopping that player from having the adversity that is honestly much required at a young age in order to develop the character skills that they need to become what they could be. And that's one thing I want to say back to, like, when you see the famous quotes from a lot of athletes, it's like, I had to fail first before I learned how to do X, Y, and Z, or before I could go and succeed in these ways. And so a lot of parents who don't let their kids fail because they micromanage everything their kids do, you're honestly hurting them more than you're helping them.
Well, I feel like, and what I wanted to say was that I feel like everyone always asks the question, you know, everyone always thinks the generation younger than them is soft.
Yeah.
And I feel like most of that comes from, I'm sure it's multifaceted. Like, obviously, there's not one answer. But I really feel like the answer, one of the answers is that parents don't want their kid, in a lot of ways, to face the same adversity that they did.
Which is fair.
Which, in some ways, like, when you think about, like, my grandparents grew up very poor in rural Mississippi. And, like, they sometimes didn't have enough money for, like, shoes. So I'd understand... You know, I'm going to buy my kid, if I had a lot of money and I grew up that way, I can imagine buying my kid thousands of pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Just so I know, like, that's kind of like generational trauma we're talking about. But nowadays it's like, we take out the adversity that's necessary. We take out the adversity that's character building. We take out the adversity that actually shows them how tough they are and helps build their confidence.
Yep.
And I feel like that's why you see such a, and again, I'm sure the generation, but like our parents think we're soft.
Yeah, they do.
But I know for a fact that, you know, if you let your kid mess up in a way that is controlled somewhat,
right,
it's going to build their confidence like crazy once they get past it.
Yep.
So kids, I feel like, that never face adversity also lack confidence, and that's not going to fly in the sport either.
No.
Yeah, no, failure is a prerequisite for success.
Like, how do you know you're going to get through something if you've never had to get through anything before?
You don't.
And then how are you prepared for life when you never had to fail before?
You're not.
Because life is like
a failure every day.
Yeah. Yep. That's just the little stuff. That's not even the big stuff.
Yeah.
That's like a whole different topic.
It's a good one, though.
It's a good one. So if you're listening to this and you feel discouraged because you're not like a hype video every single day when it's time to go train, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that way. You just have to get it done regardless.
Quiet
you gotta
confidence. Give
100% of whatever you got that day. If you're feeling 50% like Noah is today, sure. Give 100% of that 50%.
Yeah.
Move on to the next day.
Yeah, I showed some discipline, you know, and I luckily married someone who forced me to get up out of bed to get this freaking podcast episode filmed while my stomach felt like it wanted to explode. But we're here because we're disciplined.
Hashtag discipline.
Not feeling motivated to do it tonight, but I am disciplined. But yeah, I mean, discipline beats everything. And that goes for every aspect of life, whether it's your athletics, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your job, whether it's your parenting. Discipline is the only way to really, I think, achieve everything that you think that you want. So we could all be more disciplined, that's for sure. Myself included.
Thanks for lifting.
Goodness.
Thanks for listening. As always, like and subscribe. Follow us. Can they follow us?
Yeah, I guess. Follow on SoundCloud. Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
We're not going to be there.
Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But yeah, just keep listening. Keep tuning in. We'll be here next week. Same time, same place. Bye.